All right, this is Wednesday evening, August the 4th, 2021. No nonsense, look at the book of Revelation. The title is, Who is the Dragon? All right, Revelation 12, 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So the dragon here, it means fabulous kind of serpent. I've heard 107 talk about the green man. You know, he walked upright, so he was more like a... If it's true what the Luciferians believe about the that Eve had a sexual encounter with the green man and she conceived Cain, they believe they're the sons of Cain or the seed of Cain. So whether or not that's true or not, we'd have to look at all of the books of the Bible that were edited out and whatever to see the whole picture. But anyway, the green man, he appeared as an angel of light to Eve in the garden to be able to deceive her. This is 2 Corinthians 11:4. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Okay, let's look at Genesis 3. It's interesting here that he's called the beast here. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. I noticed that. Which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. The woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Okay, Satan's strategy here is to look here, not there. Where was their focus continually before this incident? Completely God consciousness. There was no other thing in the picture, nothing. They thought God, communed with him in the cool of the day. There was nothing in their consciousness but God. Okay? All right, what did the serpent do? He made her forget everything that she knew and got her to focus on something alternative. Do y'all see the state that our earth is in at this point? Why, how we've gotten to where we are? The same thing. Being deceived by the dragon. We're going to take a look at this dragon. I've never really considered anything significant about it before, but yesterday morning I heard this. China is the dragon. Okay. Keep in mind that the book of Revelation is symbolic. It's got beasts in it. They represent countries. I just never even entered my mind. So I know it had to be in the Lord. I'm going, say what? All right. So what we're looking at is a prophecy. It was a series of visions that John saw. And so for us, since the unsealing, since the seals have been opened, the Lord is showing us. That's what the book of Revelation means. It means disclosure. It means what was hidden is now brought to light. So we're looking for a literal interpretation of this spirit, these spiritual events that John saw. He wrote down. All right, I believe that this is what we're going to uncover in this teaching. I'm going to do my best. All right, we're going to look at Daniel chapter 7. Okay, where are you? Sometimes my tabs hide Daniel. There they are. This is what has caused most people to misunderstand the book, because they take everything that's symbolic and they take it literal. It's like, yeah, I saw them fat, lean cows eat up them five fat cows out there. You see how silly that is? Mm-hmm. All right. It says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And beheld another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. I saw something interesting. I think it was yesterday, about Russia is seeking to get back in league with the countries that they were in league with under the Soviet Union. Belarus is one of them that's been in the news. Well, the bear has three ribs in its mouth. I think these represent countries. I don't know which three countries, but just as I was looking into this, that's what came to me. These are three nations that they're always messing in Syria, like they own the place. So, yeah. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, that dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions that I beheld a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. Well, I was thinking about what's got worse teeth than a dragon? A dragon. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. So this is the Antichrist beast system, which we see in Revelation, which we're going to read. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. We know this is supposed to be the Antichrist, or the voice of the Antichrist. We looked at the mouth of the lion, England. I didn't bring the article in here. There was so much to it. The communism actually started in England, not in Germany. Okay? And you have to understand, too, the queen, or whether she's still with us or not, I don't know, but the realm was over lots of countries. They had power and dominion over lots of countries. And just about every country in the world but the USA, and you see what they've done to us. They've brought us under debt slavery, so we've been under the crown too. They have really dominated the whole earth, that monarchy. All right, and she was German, so was Philip. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10 1,000 times 10,000 stood before him, the judgment was set and the books were open. So this beast has been reigning. Now we see God on the throne. The books are open. I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. Let me see how many... Okay, keep going. I saw here, I wrote here, the CCP being destroyed. Think about the CCP and the significance of it in this, what's happening right now. They single-handedly, well, not single-handedly, but in league with these other beasts, stole our election. They have basically infiltrated this whole country from the inside through all of their operatives in our universities. And Lord knows what else. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Is it any wonder that the very machines that cause the cheating is called dominion? Just look at this, just this chapter in light of what's going on in our world. I'm thinking, man, it makes sense. It makes sense to me. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things, the great beast, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Is this what's coming down? Yes, it is. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, his nails of brass, which devoured, breaking pieces and stamped the residue with his feet. The ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that thorn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Talking about the mouth of the beast here again, that we looked at last week. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Just think about what's happened since March of last year. The whole world, pretty well. Economic shutdown. Countries that were thriving, like the United States, best it ever had been for a long time. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Are you worn out yet? I'm telling you what, I have been feeling it. We are at the end. This is what the Lord said to me. The end game is upon you. I know it. I've known it for a few days now. And the pressure's been great. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. Don't be upset by this. But I believe the precipice moment is upon us, and what it is they're going to try to enforce the vaccine mandate, make it law. But you know what? We've got a governor who's just signed a bill that says there'll be no mask mandate here. There'll be no vaccine mandate here. There's been like seven states that are standing in that. He has no power to do anything. He's just a puppet. Their original's dead. This is a movie. This is bringing people, trying to get people awake. And I believe this is probably going to be the thing that does it, not a clone of Trump being killed. I think that was disinformation. I believe this is it. He sought to change laws, and they shall be given into his hand until time and times and the dividing of time. So for a short period, the puppet's been in the White House or in the Tyler Perry's set doing his thing, playing a part, kind of like handing him the keys, the nuclear football. It's the little plastic keys that you give the little kids when they're little, you know, because they can't handle the real keys. That's kind of the way it's been. Just let him think he's the president. Just, you know, just let him think. Which I don't believe it's the real Biden anyway. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it unto the end. They're fixing to uncover it. I'm telling you, it is about to hit the fan concerning the audit. They've just discovered that they say that none of these machines were connected to the internet, but they had a whistleblower come forth through Monkey Works that showed that they have remote access. And there was even a video of it. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom of the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. This is the end game. This is the end of the matter. That's what the Lord's saying. This is the end of the matter. Ask for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. All right. The lion here, Great Britain, or now the United Kingdom. Communism actually started in Great Britain. I already told that to you because of all the territories. Okay, that we've never really been free. We never even had a chance as a nation. Even though the eagle's wings were plucked off, they found a way to get back in. We have had three bankruptcies under the crown, but now we are about to gain our freedom forever. The American people, with God's help, are breaking free from the lion. All right, Revelation 13:2. The purpose for this whole series is to be able to bring God's word in the light of where we live today. Why in the world would God give us a book that it's always out there somewhere? It's never time. No. It's all opening up to people because it is time. All right, this is Revelation 13:2. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth is the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. The dragon. I believe the head of this operation is China. In fact, I've heard that since President Trump came into office, that China, they thought Russia, you know, everything was Russia, 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 Russia. It was never China, 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 China. It was China that infiltrated the United States, not Russia. I'm thinking, Lord, we haven't seen him. They've been hidden. All right. All right, the mouth of the lion, English speaking. Verse 4, the dragon is the power behind the beast. Okay, verse 5, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Is that what's happening? People are giving their allegiance to the beast and they don't even know it. All right, let's keep going. All right, you can see here that the dragon is using the mouth of the lion. His main focus is to kill God's people. We're the ones that are being targeted. Okay. How better to deceive God's people than to act like you are God's people? The Vatican. All right, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Yep. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now we come, here comes the European Union into the picture. Germany, all these countries that are in bed with China, plus a many of our governors. And he doth great wonder, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Yeah, they observe that in they're still seeing that in California. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as that would worship the image of the beast should be killed. Television. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. I don't know if you saw it today. There's a man, he was going through the scanner, you know, at the airport, and he set off the scanner. And they realized it was where he got his shot. Yeah. He went in one way where it just got this arm and no beep, but he went back through and did this arm and held his arm up to the beep deal and it beeped. Yeah, isn't that weird? And there's, you know, I'd seen that earlier where people were going to the airport and they were setting off the scanners. They were, you know, that there's metal detected. Oh, Lord. All right. So we see all the nations in league with the dragon to deceive God's people. The Pope looks holy, but his words are of the dragon and that agenda. All right. All the nations represented by the beast are in the league with the dragon and his puppet nation. What nation has the symbol of the dragon? China. This is one of the biggest threats that the nation has ever faced. China was a backward, primitive nation until 1980, in the 1980s, at the end of the Cold War, around in that time. They still rode bicycles. They had no technology. You know one thing about China? They don't got enough sense to come up with nothing original, but they can copy anything and do a good job at it. And that's what they've done. The dragon was behind the wall, the Great Wall of China. I looked at that wall. It took them many years to build it, and I didn't read the whole article, but it's massive. All right. Until he was loosed to be used in this end time operation. Here we see the dragon's agenda. Revelation 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet. Upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child cried, travailed in birth, in pain to be delivered. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. That's what we just read, those other places. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and he cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth the man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused him before our God day and night. Now, if you understand here, all these countries, there are demonic spirits that have entered into their leaders to do these things. Same way with the dragon. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you with having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the woman was given to wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, times and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent was cast out. Then the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. What about the propaganda? The propaganda has just about brainwashed every single person on the earth. A lot of us are awake now, but that is what has happened. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's his agenda. Until the Lord said this to me, that China is the dragon, I would never even consider this. I've heard that China is our biggest threat, and now I believe it. They hit us with a digital Pearl Harbor, the election fraud, loosed a bioweapon on us, COVID-19. Now the vaccinations, or the fake vaccination. Their new goal is to overtake America by 2027. They don't plan to stop there. They will move on to take over the world, so they say. Well, God has something to say about that. He says, it's the end. We just read it. We are currently in the cyber war that has been launched against us, but we are winning. God says we win. August 11th, Mike Lindell will have a program that will show without a doubt, undoubtedly, he has Space Force intel that China and other countries stole our election. They can trace all of the IP addresses, of which most of them are from China, of each fake vote across the world. Go face Space Force. Thank you, Space Force. China has infiltrated most, if not all, our universities with their people to take us down from the inside out. That old serpent, the dragon, is using China as its puppet, as well as all the other nations. All right, a few more scriptures. Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole earth to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. All right, chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a gold cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. You know, what's the end game is happening right now as we speak in China. That Three Gorges Dam, underneath Three Gorges Dam is where they manufactured the COVID-19 vaccine. That's where human trafficking is taking place. That's where the cryptocurrency market is. That's where also where they make all the adrenochrome. See, all this is going on under this dam that's fixing to fall apart. God's bringing it down, every bit of it. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. And the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. You know, Satan can't do anything unless he's got a puppet to inhabit to do it. And here is the mind which hath understanding. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th and is the 7th and goeth into perdition. The 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength to the beast. Election night, they joined. They joined. Many people sold our country out that night. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. He said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. The 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, shall make her desolate. And naked shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. All right. So this system has infiltrated the whole earth. I've been having it for a few days that this is the end game. All right, Revelation 20. Satan's end. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. Okay, I'm going to give you some intel. I have quite a bit, and a lot of it goes along with this, so... So just bear with me here. Get a drink. Now these are from various different people, so I didn't put all the different people. It said, our Bibles we read today are incomplete. They've been altered by the Vatican to fit their evil agenda and to manipulate humanity. They have been edited, revised, and reprinted. The FBI headquarters is under CERN and can only be accessed by submarines, I think maglev trains, under CERN, down in the ocean. The CCP has been wiped out. Communism actually started in the United Kingdom. The floods and earthquakes are intentional events against the cabal worldwide by the White Hats. Q told us to watch the water. Reptilians and humans are washing up to the surface for all to see. It's going to be hard to deny these things when you can see them, huh? We are near medical martial law, the rounding up of doctors and nurses in Western medicine. Keep an eye on doctors, nurses, and hospitals. Big Pharma will be destroyed. According to the Nuremberg Code, I didn't bring it in here to read it, I was just following orders will not be an excuse. Trials for war criminals after World War II. They executed doctors and nurses and even journalists that hid the truth and spread propaganda. It will not be an excuse. Well, I was just following orders. Won't wash. According to being awake, 5D will live in the suburbs, 4D in the cities. Not sure what all that means.
Say that again.
5D will live in the suburbs, 4D will live in the cities. I don't know what that means. Biden, Harris, and SCOTUS will all be gone. All hospital equipment will be obsolete before the end of this year because of the release of medical cures, the Tesla technologies. Boy, I went silent nearly. Okay. All nuclear reactors have been destroyed. They said actually bombed. Ooh, that's too loud. All will be wireless, all Tesla energy. Bayer is a German company. There's your big pharma, Bayer. You know, we trusted the Bayer aspirin, you know. There are mass lockdowns happening in Australia because they are still cleaning out the dumps. 107 on Monkey Works made the statement about the UN soldiers. They are not taking over the country, but they're carrying out joint operations with our military. COVID means certification, vaccination, ID, AI. Clay Clark and Charlie Ward believe the vaccines are the mark of the beast because of the patent number of 2020-060606. Google Chrome logo shows 666. If you see it, the Google Chrome, it's got the three colors, but it's three sixes. Corona equals 666. Adrenal is the operation system behind Chrome, thus Adrenochrome. Nebuchadnezzar statue, 10 toes of iron and clay, is transhumanism, the mixture of iron and clay. Thus, the person going through the scanner, the metal in their body from the vaccines is causing the scanner to go off. They're trying to make you into some kind of computer. When I taught about or brought the stuff about Klaus Schwab and what he's wanting everybody to do, getting to where you're just nothing but a robot. Well, what is that? It's flesh and machine, like iRobot. There is a satanic temple in Texas that is suing for their rights to child sacrifice right now. Klaus Schwab is a Rothschild. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, is a Rothschild. There are 3,080 sheriffs in the U.S. Sheriffs are the only elected law enforcement in the U.S. They are elected to protect the people of the counties for which they were elected. They have a lot of power in their jurisdiction. In fact, there's a sheriff, a retired sheriff, that's going around doing talks and things. They call him Sheriff Mac. He is the one that when the federal government showed up to start pushing back on the citizens of his county and taking their guns, he got in their face and said, "You get out of here or I'm going to put you in jail." And they left and they didn't come back. See, they don't have any jurisdiction. The sheriff is one of the most powerful law enforcement officers we have. President Trump met with his cabinet in New Jersey this past weekend. The Delta variant will be used as a cover for arrest and reset. Just exactly what the Holy Spirit said to me back in March 2020. Same thing, same operation, same tactics. Oh, you better mask up now. We're finding out this new variant, this vaccine that we pushed on you and you took. It ain't working. It's not going to work against this variant, so you're going to have another one. And you're going to have to wear a mask. They want to disguise them so the Antifa come in and do their riots and you can't recognize who they are. Huh? We know your game. All right. All right, this fits what the Lord spoke to me in March 2020. It's still being used for the same things. It will continue to be used until it's no longer needed, so don't let the propaganda upset you. Congress is soon to be out of session. They can only be arrested when they are out of session. Think about that. Canada is to become part of the U.S. A couple of years ago, the Lord gave me that, and I spoke that. I remember speaking that. They'll come under the Republic. All 9 Supreme Court justices will be arrested. Melania Trump is a Romanov. Her grandmother was Anastasia. All the Romanovs were killed to make way for a communist Russia. They took over Russia. John F. Kennedy Sr. was not a Kennedy. He and his brother were kidnapped, and I forget what country they were kidnapped from. They were raised by the criminal Joseph Kennedy. He is actually a descendant of the Lincoln Clooneys. Abraham Lincoln, and I guess, I don't know who the Clooneys are. Anyway, and I only got a few of them. I don't know if I got all of them. Julian Assange, President Trump, Kennedy Jr., and Elvis are all cousins. I said, it's getting smaller and smaller, this world. Look it up before you spit. Brent Johnson on Nacera. This was awesome. This intel right here. He's an expert on Nacera. He's in the know on what's going on. He said they didn't get away with stealing the election. It is a movie that you're watching. The military has all the evidence. Arizona will not bring out all the Arizona will bring out all the fraud. Kamala and Biden will be removed and Trump reinstated. Trump is still the president. Brent Johnson saw a picture of the president, a recent picture of him stepping out of Marine One and being saluted by the Marines. That's what happens. That's what you do to the duly elected president of the United States of America. All right. This is what, okay, just a second. In other words, Biden never gets saluted. He is not POTUS. Putin, G, and Trump are working together to implement Nacera Desera, and I think there's 209 nations, so there's other leaders like India, Modi, I don't know who else. Our whole existence, our economy has been based on debt. Talking about the Federal Reserve, we are moving from debt-based to asset-based. What assets a country, such as natural resources, is how what their economy will be based on, their natural resources and their assets. We are nearly at the midnight hour. There are some trusts that will be distributed, like the Saint Germain Trust, and there's some others. Just to let you know, and this was Scott McKay interviewing this guy, he said that the money, I think, just in the Vatican alone was a 3 with 41 zeros after it. Can't even pronounce what that is. And that's just there. There's more than that. This is my thoughts. No longer will we be need-minded, but giving-minded. The whole system has had us serving the other master because of the load of debt on our backs. No more a complete mindset change from dark to light. First on the agenda will be what they call fines and penalties, especially with our farmers. And they talked about the Native Americans. People that have been done wrong and had their stuff stolen from them all hundreds of years probably. Those things are going to be, they're going to be set right first. Okay. They will receive the reparations that's coming to them and there will be no taxes paid. Either. They won't have to pay any taxes on it. All this is part of the military operation and has nothing to do with the deep state or the Chinese elders, as some have claimed. As this starts, administrative law goes down the toilet. Common law will be the life we now live, living under God's law. The EBS, or the Emergency Broadcasting System, will be activated. They are saying possibly by 8/11/21. It will be 8 hours, repeated 3 times a day for 10 days. Drops of the truth of what has been going on to wake up as many people as possible. It will expose it all. You won't know all of it, but you will know enough. Some of you think you have a pretty good take on it, but let me assure you, you really have no concept of what really they have done. In fact, this guy said, I can't talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it because I have nightmares when I talk about it. And he said, I'm not talking about it. Stuff he's seen, stuff he's heard. There's a lot of misinformation out there. The cabal are like cornered animals. They know their end is near. This has taken so long because they have been arresting night and day. The deep state know that they are at the end of their rule. Cornered animals can be vicious, so be careful out there. Don't go anywhere alone. We are at war. He said, you can, need to consider when you leave your house, you are in a war zone and you need to act accordingly. Keep your wealth private so that you don't become a target. Because there's going to still be some nasty people around, you understand? You will no longer have bank accounts, but we issued a Treasury Direct account. Banks will no longer be able to access your funds. Expect lots of good news this week. Okay, a little bit more I got this afternoon. All right, this was Kirsten W. and Michael Jaco, which I really trust her intel very much. All right, this is when they brought up they will make vaccinations mandatory, or they will try. 6 or 7 states have decreed no mask and no vaccination mandate policies. Florida and Texas are 2 of them. I believe this is at the precipice moment. Have been sensing that we are at the end. This has to be the scare event that Q talked about. 107 alluded to this when he was on Nino's channel yesterday. I didn't see it. Crypto will replace the banking system because it's blockchain. Okay. She brings out about ivermectin in Australia. They're starting to use ivermectin. One of the cures that they had said that it cures it within 48 hours, anybody that has it. In fact, this woman, they have horses. She said, we've been using ivermectin for horses for decades. All right. It's like 12 cents a dose. Yeah. All right. Okay, I already told you about the man in the scanner. Said the three-letter agencies, there's been 230,000 arrests of three-letter agency personnel. 2.5 million worldwide of deep state. All right? Yeah, it is. Governor Abbott arresting and sending legals back. In fact, Biden was going to sue him over that. They're coming in, and he's sending them back. Okay, this woman prayed, and she said, we all need to agree in the name of Jesus. If any two agree as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done unto them, my Father who is in heaven. That on 3/8/13, they're saying that Trump will be reinstated. She said, we need to agree on that.
On when?
8/13. Okay, yesterday, 3 people were shot at the Pentagon. I watched Nancy Drew and saw she was filming as much as she could, but it was kind of, they wouldn't let her get close enough to see, but they had it all blocked off and all kinds of cop cars. Don't know the details. All right, 400 people are being held as POWs because of what happened on January 6th. All they did was just walk into the Capitol, and the police told them to come in. And they are being treated with no rights. Now, I told you, some of them are just being beat up every night, treated like POWs, no rights, like citizens with no rights. Lindsey Graham has tested positive for COVID, and we know what that means. He's been arrested. Okay. All right, I want to read more and more thing to you. It's not real long. We'll be done. I'm going to read to you just the very first part of what's called devolution. This is what I believe when the president came into office, this was the plan. And this is what has been implemented. All right. What is devolution? This is from Patel Patriot. This young man is brilliant. He really is. The concept of devolution is fundamental and part of the government's top secret continuity of government plans. I will cover the continuity of government plans in detail in a future post. Check out this Newsweek article from 2020. While the report presents devolution in the context of the pandemic, it still provides enough detail to prove that devolution exists and was a topic explored by Trump. Above top secret contingency plans already exist for what the military is supposed to do if the constitutional successors are incapacitated, which that happened. Standby orders were issued more than 3 weeks ago to ready these plans. not just to protect Washington, but also to prepare for the possibility of some form of martial law. According to new documents and interviews with military experts, the various plans, codenamed Octagon, Freejack, and Zodiac, are the underground laws to ensure government continuity. They are so secret that under these extraordinary plans, devolution could circumvent the normal constitutional provisions for government succession, and military commanders could be placed in control around America. In other words, they didn't have to give Biden the nuclear football, and they didn't, because they did not trust him, because they felt like he had been compromised. Well, he had, by China. He's in bed with China. All right, from the Newsweek article. The article was published March 18th, 2020, and claims standby orders were issued more than 3 weeks ago to ready these plans. This means in February 2020, Trump had ordered the military to review and prepare the continuity of government plans. I think the timeline of this is essential. Notice this article regarding a fringe theory being thrown around by Senator Tom Cotton, and notice the date. A theory stating the virus originated from a biosafety lab pops up around the same time Trump is ordering the military to prepare continuity of government plans. Today we know that this theory is almost certainly true. It's safe to assume military intelligence was all over this at the time, even though Trump didn't publicly state that he had seen evidence that the virus came from the lab until about May 1st of 2020. There's so much disinformation still surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, and that is by design. Was it an accident? Was it a bioweapon? Depending on the platform you use, you may not even be allowed to ask those questions. However, the answer to those questions is key to the devolution theory, because it was the launching pad for the theft of the 2020 election and ultimately the pretext for Trump having our military prepare for devolution. All right, COVID-19, if you look objectively at Trump's handling of China, his policies were pro-American rather than pro-China approach of previous administrations. See, all of our presidents have sold out to China. In August of 2017, he directed the Office of the United States Trade Representative to investigate China's economic practices. Their subsequent report attacked many aspects of China's monetary policy. Trump began imposing tariffs on China's products, referencing a trade deficit of $500 billion a year with intellectual property theft of another $300 billion. I'll cover this IP theft in a future post. These tariffs led to a trade war that culminated in the Phase 1 trade deal signing on January 15, 2020, the day they started the impeachment on him. Why is that date important? Because the very next day, Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate began. Think back to August 2019. All right, this kind of cut off. Just a minute. The pressure is building on the Biden family for their ties to Ukraine and China. It almost feels like Durham would drop the hammer any day on the Obama administration for Spygate. The whistleblower comes forward with a quid pro quo accusation, and an impeachment inquiry into the House of Representatives is underway. However, with a Republican majority in the Senate and no evidence of a quid pro quo, everybody knows the president will be acquitted. The America First platform Trump campaigned on was working. The economy was booming. He was winning the trade war with China. None of the scandals thrown at him had stuck. He was unscathed through impeachment, along with the other two most significant threats to American Democrats on the media. China was desperate to get Trump out of office. China favored a Biden presidency, and as found on Hunter Biden's laptop, they would have an equity stake in the Biden administration. In other words, D.C. is 10 by 10 square miles, but China runs D.C., in essence. Although the fake polls and otherwise, the Democrats appeared to have little chance in 2020. The momentum was palpable, I can't even say that word. The only way the Democrats would be able to win the election was to steal it. How convenient that COVID-19 would present them such an opportunity. Now you can decide for yourself whether the leak was intentional or not, but what did President Donald John Trump himself say? Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office of the White House on Wednesday, Mr. Trump said, "We went through the worst attack we've ever had on our country. This is the worst attack we've ever had. This is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than the World Trade Center. There's never been an attack like this." And he's true. It's true. And it should never happen again. Couldn't be stopped at the source, or could have been stopped at the source, could have been stopped in China. It should have been stopped right at the source, and it wasn't. We went through the worst attack we've ever had in our country. All right, the election. Everything about the election of 2020 was controversial. Sitting presidents don't gain votes and not get reelected. He got, what, 10 million more votes than he did the first time? Obama had 3 million less votes and was reelected with a total of almost 66 million votes. Trump gained almost 12 million votes and lost with a total of over 74 million votes, the most of any sitting president ever. And there was a man, I don't know if he was what he was running for, Trump endorsed him and he won. And he said, "Mr. President, you're much more popular than me. This can't be right that I won and you didn't. All the people he endorsed won, but he didn't." It was evident COVID-19 was a pretext for mass numbers of mail-in voting. A famous politician once said, "Mail-in ballots are extremely susceptible to fraud." Jerry Pampers Nadler. He's the one that said that. Local Democrat officials and rhinos unconstitutionally changed election laws in swing states to create more mail-in voting, which was against the law. Trump saw this coming a mile away. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned his fellow Republicans their opponents may steal November's election as his party anointed him as their candidate. "They're using COVID to defraud the American people," Mr. Trump told delegates on the first day of the party convention in North Carolina. He repeated an untrue claim that mail-in ballots could lead to voter fraud. "An unprecedented number of Americans are expected to vote by mail as a result of the coronavirus pandemic." President Trump on Monday further cast doubt on the U.S. election process, claiming falsely that the only way he would lose in November is if the election is rigged. Trump made the remark at the end of a speech to supporters in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on Monday afternoon as he implored them to vote. It follows months of Trump's claiming without evidence that widespread mail-in voting during the coronavirus pandemic would invite fraud into the election. "There are thousands of examples out there just like these and even a few prior to 2020. More reports of voting machines switching Romney votes to Obama. Pay close attention to the machines. Don't let your vote be stolen." That's Donald John Trump. He posted that on Twitter November the 6th, 2012. They've been doing this a long time. President-elect Donald Trump alleged Sunday without evidence that millions of people voted illegally for Hillary Clinton and otherwise he would have won the popular vote. "It's an unprecedented allegation by President-elect. Trump won the Electoral College and thus the White House, but the Democratic nominee leads him in the popular vote by about 2 million ballots." Well, you know, it's because they cheated. "In addition to winning the Electoral College in a landslide, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally," Trump tweeted. "So what do you do as president when you know fraudulent activity runs rampant through our federal elections? You take action. Everybody underestimated Trump during the 2016 election. There was still fraud, but he was able to overcome it. They were unprepared because they believed their own fake polls and thought Trump had no chance. He knew, just like everybody else, that cheating was their only path to victory, so he prepared for it." On May 11, 2017, established the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Section 3, mission. The commission shall Anyway, just a minute. Shall They'll comply with applicable law, study the registration and voting process used in federal elections. The commission shall be solely advisory and shall submit a report to the president that identifies the following: those laws, rules, policies, activities, strategies, and practices that enhance the American people's confidence in the integrity of the voting process used in federal elections. Those laws, rules, policies, activities, strategies, and practices that undermine the American people's confidence in the integrity of the voting process used in federal elections. Those vulnerabilities in voting systems and practices used for federal elections that could lead to improper voter registrations, improper voting, including fraudulent voter registrations and fraudulent voting. In September, he signed an executive order imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. In November of 2018, he created the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Okay, on November 15th, 2018, the president signed into the law the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act of 2018. This act elevates the mission of the former Department of Homeland Security, National Protection and Programs Directorate, and establishes the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is CISA, C-I-S-A. CISA is responsible for protecting the nation's critical infrastructure from physical and cyber threats, a mission that requires effective coordination and collaboration among a broad spectrum of government and private sector organizations. In December of 2019, Trump created the Space Force. He said, I will cover his time in office in detail in a future post, but these actions signify that Trump was proactively taking steps to deter an election theft. The actual theory: President Trump, with assistance from the United States military, caught our foreign adversaries aiding the Democrats with the theft of an election. This is bigger than just mere corruption and scandal. This is war. They let Biden assume office, but it doesn't mean anything. Any damage done can and will be reversed. They're basically playing house. Their time in office would only lead to more people wanting Trump back. Biden has no meaningful operational control over the military. I will cover that in a future post. And they won't let any real harm come to us while the battlefield is prepped for whatever reveal is coming. If you look at actions Trump took leading up to the election, he was prepared for anything the Democrats might pull. Our military intelligence space force monitored and captured the true vote count. I believe the audits will be eye-opening and kick everything off. If Trump had the vote count, why didn't he do anything? Why haven't we seen any real proof of voter fraud? COVID changed everything. When Trump said COVID was an attack, he stated that it was worse than Pearl Harbor. If President Donald John Trump had information that the Democrats would steal the election with help from China, that would be considered an act of war. Do you think that is something Trump would allow? Would our military let China install a puppet as president? We prepared for devolution after gathering information on the lab leak and activated it sometime between November 3rd and January 20th. It's too late. The Electoral College voted for Biden. There is no legal president outlined in the Constitution for him to be reinstated. Blah, blah, blah. We are in a completely unprecedented situation. If the military came out tomorrow and showed you definitive proof that China assisted the Democrats in stealing the election, would you say, oh, well, no, president, can you show me to my assigned gulag? Or would you say, fork that, this can't be allowed to stand. Trump chose the latter. We need to step back and review everything that has happened since the release of COVID. Our enemies conspired to attack the USA with a bioweapon to steal an election with one of our political parties. This is the actual coup. We've been thinking too small. Do you know who hasn't been thinking too small? President Donald John Trump. This is from him. I like thinking big. I always have. To me, it's very simple. If you're going to be thinking anyway, you might as well think big. Most people think small, because most people are afraid of success, afraid of making decisions, afraid of winning, and that gives people like me a great advantage. It's called the art of the deal. All right, that's all of that part one. So it surely sounds like he has been in total control and on everything that's going to do and set things in motion for this plan to play out.